Iran's President Hassan Rouhani has rejected U.S. threats that it will completely stop Iranian oil exports.
In my opinion, remarks by some U.S. government officials regarding stopping Iranian oil exports is just an exaggeration which will never be materialized. The U.S. actions are unilateral. Washington is trying to impose its will on other countries, which is a violation of international laws.
Rouhani was speaking at a joint press conference with his Swiss counterpart, Alain Berset, in Bern. Describe U.S.'s unilateral sanctions against Iran as a great human rights violation. Iran's president also highlighted the importance of the 2015 nuclear deal signed between Tehran and the P5+1 group of countries.
One of the important issues we discussed was JCPOA. All countries need to respect international agreements and UN resolutions, especially Security Council Resolution 2231. Both countries believe that a nuclear deal is a great diplomatic achievement and its survival is in the benefit of everyone.
Rouhani warned that Iran will remain in the nuclear deal as long as its interests are preserved. For his part, Swiss President Alain Berset said that his country is still committed to the implementation of the historic accord. He said the multilateral agreement signed in 2015 was endorsed by the UN Security Council. Berset also hailed Iran's role in bringing peace and security to the Middle Eastern region. During the meeting, the two sides pledged to expand bilateral ties in all fields, including banking, finance, and the economy. Political analyst Rouzbeh Ali Abadi says any disruption in the oil market will result in price jumps, which may lead to a global recession.
What we have to know, what the President Rouhani is talking about at his press conference in Switzerland, is saying unilateral sanctions and unilateral limitations by the United States government, particularly he's referring to the comments that came out of Washington, D.C., State Department, particularly Director of Planning at the State Department was talking about bringing down Iranian production to zero. So first of all, it's not going to happen. Iran has been, even during the toughest stage of sanctions, been able to export its oil through various mechanisms. That's number one. Number two, there will be consequences. Any type of disruption in production or reduction in production will make the already sensitive market more sensitive. Today, the oil prices are roughly around $80. This prices is going to go up. Remember, we have not seen a U.S. recession in a long time. So what we'll see as if oil prices go up in the summertime, and we will have more economic pressure, recession could be a consequence of that globally. So I don't see that happening at this time, at least not in the near future. And the United States cannot unilaterally bring down production of Iranian oil in the market to zero.